Hello and welcome to the From the Field podcast, a series that takes you inside the Australian cotton industry. I'm Darren Davies and this is Season 1, Episode 4. Now on the program today, what comes to mind when you think of a farmer? The stereotypical image of an older bloke dressed in overalls, a wide-brimmed hat, weathered skin and dirt under the fingernails. But did you know about 23% of all Australian cotton growers are women? Women play a significant role in the industry, not just on farm driving machinery and tending to the crop, but also in other cotton roles like finance and bookkeeping, marketing, ginning, agronomy and fashion, to name a few. In this episode, we're joined by Alexandria Galea. Alex is an agronomist and comes from a long line of farmers and cotton growers in Queensland's Central Highlands. She's an emerging leader in her community and, among other things, plays an active role in her local Cotton Grower Association, helps organise local events for her community, and is an advocate on social media. To find out why she's passionate about getting women involved in agriculture and the cotton industry, Alex joins us now. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Hey, I suppose the first question for people who don't know is, what is an agronomist?
Well, if I was to say it in the simplest words, which I think people can understand, is a plant doctor. That's usually what I put out there. But really what we do is it's actually quite simple in the basis of it, but it does become quite complex too. So we go to fields with crops in them, and we are basically in those fields a couple of times during the week, monitoring crop growth, the nutrition of the plants that they have access to, the moisture that the plants have access to, and then we're also assessing any kind of pest pressure, which could be either creating harm for the plant or affecting its yield productivity.
Wow. Okay. So everyone needs a plant doctor. I could certainly use one here. But how did you end up becoming involved in cotton?
Darren, I'm going to say how I got here was probably untraditionally to what people would think. So I grew up on a cotton and grains farm just outside of Emerald. So I was very much exposed to agriculture from a young age, working on the farm, helping mum and dad, probably not the best help, I'm sure they could say that. Cotton, grains, agriculture was something that was in front of me from a young age. You would think that agriculture would be something that I would naturally, from a young age, wish to move into possibly. It wasn't. I grew up here and went to school at our local primary and high school here, and I had big dreams, Darren. I had big dreams of running away to the city and being an artist. That was that was my big dream. I will say, though, I don't think I'm the greatest artist, but that was my teenage dream. And so once I finished high school, off I went down to Brisbane there to study art and then actually also then move into a teaching degree there too. So I had my heart set on being a teacher and using that as an avenue to work with people and work with the creative industries. So,
and you did enjoy that though, didn't you? You actually did.
Oh, yes. That was the best time of my life, Darren. That was great. It was a really, really good experience for me and one where I learned a lot, and probably the thing that I found in that time, but as a young person growing up, is you really do start to discover what you genuinely do enjoy for yourself, not necessarily something that is put in front of you. And ironically, what I actually became to love and enjoy for myself was actually something that had been put in front of me from a very young age, which was agriculture. So as I was studying down in Brisbane, I would come back home on the holidays to work with local agronomists and local reseller businesses to basically get some cash under my belt so I could go back to Brisbane to support the two-minute noodle and other lifestyle habits that you have as a university student. I was coming back here to see the family, see friends and earn some money. And I guess as time went on, I really developed a fondness for it, and I didn't want to go back. I enjoyed what I did. I enjoyed working in the field. I enjoyed the concept of watching something grow and how you can influence it to grow and for it to yield better. And I enjoyed the people that I worked with. That was probably the big thing for me. I'm very much a people's person, and the people here in this community and the people in agriculture, it was just something that was very natural for me, and something that I very much enjoyed. So I decided about 2/3 of the way through my degree, studying high school teaching, that maybe this just wasn't quite for me. But I didn't know, you know, young, like nerves as a young person going on, maybe it's just, you know, you're a bit scared to do something that you've been working on for so long, or all these other, I guess, things were running through my mind. But I just said, we'll go back to Brisbane, we'll finish this degree, so we've done one thing at least, ticked the box. And then when I finished, I said, well, I was given the opportunity to work here locally, with an agronomist in a reseller business, to see if I enjoyed agriculture. I thought, let's actually give it a go for a solid period of time, and then go from there. And if I enjoyed it, I was going to continue on studying. Which I'd have to say, after 6 months, when I had phone calls from schools, because I had been signing up for different schools, I just, yeah, very, very easily turned that down, and focused on my job, working as an agronomist, and then also picking up some external study through UNE as well.
Wow. So, okay. So one thing that, because we've chatted before, one thing that I think you picked up from your parents was don't quit, keep going. And that's what you did, even though your heart was saying go back to the farm.
Yes, no, that's exactly right, Darren. My parents are very much, you know, you've got to put yourself into something, throw yourself into it, which I think has been a good set of principles that they have handed down to me, is, you know, do something as well as you can, and it will come through on the other side, hopefully.
And tell me, when you got back, what was your first role? Tell us how, when you arrived back in town, I bet you're pleased to be home. What was your first gig?
So I was working as a sales agronomist for CGS here in Emerald. So at that time, I still hadn't actually completed a degree. So I was very much learning on the ground from my mentors, which was a really good experience to get on hands-on ground truthing experience, which came in really, really handy when I picked up studying externally.
And you did study agronomy, didn't you?
Yes. So still studying. That's something which I haven't been able to finish off just yet. I actually ended up picking up a management role with CGS. So I have put study on the back burner just for the moment, just to be able to juggle these new roles and responsibilities.
And take us through that. So you're currently in a management role. What does that entail for you day to day? What does a typical day? I bet you don't have a typical day. Every day is different. But what does a typical day look like for Alex Scalia?
Oh, Darren, you're right. There is no typical day. But I guess there is, you know, within a week, or within normal times, we do have consistent roles. So for me, I guess there's several days during the week that I'm doing agronomic consulting for growers that we have around the Emerald region here. So that looks like me going on farm, walking into every field, making that assessment of the plant health, working with the grower to ensure that they are producing the best crop they can with the resources they have, which is very different for every grower. And it's very different during the year as well. It is, yeah, lots happening, which is also what makes roles like this really, really rewarding, because it is always different. There's always a new challenge, and yeah, you just sort of wake up and embrace a new day and see what comes your way.
Darren Davies here, just taking a quick break from the podcast to let you know how easy it is to discover more about the Australian cotton industry today. For farmer stories, interactive video quizzes, fascinating case studies and key industry information, head to cottonaustralia.com.au or search for Cotton Australia on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube and Twitter. Now though, it's back to the episode. for you, you can walk, you can go back into somebody's farm and realize that the steps that you have encouraged them to take have resulted in a beautiful crop, something of natural beauty, but also something that yields fantastically well. How does that make you feel when you go back and realize that your decisions, your advice has led to this result?
It's a pretty good feeling, Darren. It's a really good feeling. It is one too. I don't think it's something that you get too caught up with in one sense, because you at that point, which I'd have to say I'm experiencing right now in this time of the season, we're watching crops starting to finish off. We're looking forward to harvesting these crops and really, you know, actually getting to see what yields have come through from those efforts and those management decisions. And when we can see the yield there and we can see it coming off, it's what really encourages us to start planning for our next season, which comes around very, very quickly. And in this time, you really can start to appreciate the decisions that were good, the decisions which maybe didn't make a change, or the decisions or what you would do differently in the next season. And again, that's that tailoring the resources that a grower has to produce the best yield they can. And we get to see that now, what works, and what we can do again in the future to ensure that we are producing the best yields the most sustainably that we can.
I'm going to take a sidestep here now, Alex. I know that day to day on the farm that you do deal with men, obviously, in their roles. But I'd imagine that you're also seeing a lot of women playing massive roles on farm. In your day to day, do you see many engage with many women on the farm?
Most certainly, Darren. I feel for me, I don't know if it's necessarily universal across the industry. I do think that women are paving their way quite strongly through the industry and really building our numbers up across the board. But I guess for me here in CQ, it is, you know, we do deal with a lot of men, but oh my goodness, we I wouldn't say most, but a great proportion of who I work with are women. It's nothing for me to drive on farm and see young women wheeling around big headers, and it's all wheeling around big machines, things that they're working side by side men on farm in that sense, and then coming back down to what I do as an agronomic level, I'd have to say there is a great proportion of the agronomists in our area are women, and that's across different ages and different areas as well.
And there are decision makers in key positions.
Oh, most certainly, Darren, most certainly.
I'm thinking of your CGA, your local CGA.
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, Jenny Ingram is our president of our local CGA, so another leading lady there. But, no, it's something that in our area we see women leading a lot of different businesses. And if they're not leading, they're key support factors, and that's what we need. It's working together to achieve something, and that's something that I'd have to say that I've experienced since a young person. I grew up on a property where I saw my mother and father work together as a team to achieve something, bringing both of their unique sets of skills to actually achieve their goals and support their family. And that's something that I see in my role now working with growers, is that you are working with partners. And that even continues on. Growing up around the dinner table, we saw accountants, engineers, consultants, marketers, engineers. Some were men, some were women, or you had combinations there. It really was attributed to skill set, and I think that's something that is really well reflected in this area and something that the cotton industry is really supportive of.
It's good to see. Good to see. Now, can I just ask you one thing? The CGA, how important is that in your region, and what role do you play?
So I work as the secretary, a part of our local CGA here. And so that's made up of a collection of growers who are incredibly passionate about their area. And we've seen most of our growers at some point have been a part of the CGA or working a part of the executive team there. But it's something that for me is a really key part of what brings us together. This body brings people together to celebrate what we do. This body brings us together to connect people in times of hardship, and it is something that brings us together to learn from one another and share information. So it really is a central point for all of our growers who can be a distance apart or sometimes a world apart in their stage in life, whether that's due to age or the season. It does. It brings us all together. So,
And it sounds like Wincott brings people together too in a similar way. Can you tell us about Wincott?
Yes, it most certainly does. So Wincott is an organisation, traditionally based at women and cotton, but in our area here, we're very much inclusive of all women in agriculture in that sense. And again, another avenue to bring people together to celebrate what they do, network, and learn from one another. So in areas like this, connectedness is incredibly important, just for that personal growth, for your own personal growth, and your own education.
Really, the sky's the limit. What role do you see, and what impact on the industry do you see for women as we move into the future?
Oh, I think it's going to be a massive, massive support for our industry. The cotton industry and the agricultural industry in general, for a long time now, has been very open about needing a greater workforce and greater skill set and retention of that skill set. And I see women as being a really, really big answer to that problem, in that we are here and we have so many skills to offer, and we are another body that can be supporting this industry to be able to progress. And I think that's a big thing across the board there, is that there's a lot of great technology and there's a lot of great ideas and a lot of really good things out there. We just need to be able to actually continuously practice them. And I think that is a big challenge for us with a workforce that's limited at different points. So I think women will be a really big aid in that sense.
So what do you say to young women who might be listening to this in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, who maybe haven't experienced farm life but may be interested? What would you say?
Oh, I'd just say come and give it a go. There's so many different career opportunities and so many chances for you to actually excel in your career as well, because we have a need. So anybody that comes here, you don't have to be an expert at what you do. You really just have to have a good attitude. And I think coming out here with I want to have a go, you really could excel quite quickly in any career that you wish. And there is so much more. There's so many different roles evolving in this industry too. We have a lot of different technical roles now, or specialist roles. It's no longer just working on the farm, and those working on the farm need those specialist roles as well. These rural regions offer that community. I think of our CGA, it's such a supportive network for families or individuals coming into an area. It's something that can very quickly become your home. And that is what it is for me. It is very much a home. You do have to feel it and experience it to believe it. And that's probably why I say, come, give it a go. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you and hearing about your impact in the region, Alex. So thank you very much.
No, that's no worries at all, Darren. Take care.
And that's all for this episode of From the Field. Thanks to our guest, Alex Galea, and thanks for your company on the podcast today. For more stories and information on the Australian cotton industry, visit cottonaustralia.com.au or head to Cotton Australia's social media channels. And to hear other episodes of the podcast, just search for From the Field. And don't forget to leave a review. That will help us get the word out. This episode has been produced by Robert Virtue. For Cotton Australia, I'm Darren Davies. Talk to you soon.